We thought, just as you know, we try to do a variety of things at this point in our service for 5 minutes or so. And we're starting a new thing, a series of occasional ones, books that have had a particularly momentous effect on us. So I'm going to kick that off. And if anybody has any... In fact, no, Amy started us off with this, didn't she? Where are you, Amy? Yes, you did. Yes, so we've done this already. This is the second one. Yep, there we go. And Kevin as well. Anyone else? You've all done it. I was asleep. This is the third one of these, and that's fine. Okay, I think it's the first time one of the clergy's done it, I think. There we go. I'll try and...
We've got a good one next week.
Have we? Who's that then?
Well, that would be
good. Oh, we won't have one next week because it's real issues. Have to hold it to the week after.
I'll have to let them know.
You will?
Right, anyway, this is my book. I wish it was my book, but there we go, because it's a seminal book, Knowing God by Jim Packer. And this was, it was written in the 70s, so this is not a new book. I'm not giving you something recent here at all. But I was given this as a new Christian, a young Christian. I'd been a believer for 3 years, according to the date in the front of this. And what it helped me with was... Because by this stage, I remember about 6 months before I read it, I'd finally finished reading the whole Bible through from cover to cover. And I was determined to do that, but I'll be honest with you, I hadn't seen how to make sense of the whole message. You know, I got about Jesus saving me from my sins. I hadn't worked out how Ezekiel fitted into that at that point. And so what I found in this book was he was a man who brought together the whole of the Bible, Old and New Testaments, and showed how it told one story, God's story, and the revelation of God as he really was. The Bible wasn't lots of different stories, but it was the revelation of the one God and his one saving plan in Christ. That was the first thing. The second thing was the Lord Jesus told us to love the Lord our God. In fact, he was just quoting from the Old Testament, with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. And this book helped me to see how I could love God with my mind as one of those ways of loving God, because it's a hard book. If you've ever read it, it is like wading through cold porridge. It's a tough read because it's dense. There's gold on every page, but you do have to dig for it, and you have to apply your mind to it. So what Packer does, as the title suggests, is he wants us to know God through his word, and not just to know about God, knowing the content of the Bible without engaging with the God who spoke it, but bringing those two together, knowing God through the word and loving him because of what he has revealed about himself. And just a couple of quotes from the book. Getting through life, and make a connection with everyday life, he says this: once you become aware that the main business that you are here for is to know God, most of life's problems fall into place of their own accord. That was quite radical the first time I read that, that actually the main purpose of my being here and of any of us being here is to know God. And when we've got that fundamental relationship, then everything else assumes its proper proportion. How about this one, on the adequacy of God? I remember those doubts as a young believer, wondering whether I was really a Christian. And this is what Packer says. God is adequate as our keeper. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, because the love of God holds us fast. Christians are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. He's quoting the Authorized Version. That was his generation. And the power of God keeps them believing, as well as keeps them safe through believing. Your faith will not fail while God sustains it. You are not strong enough to fall away while God is resolved to hold you. Isn't that wonderful? You are not strong enough to fall away while God is resolved to hold you. As a young Christian, I really needed that. And, well, I have to say, not just as a young Christian, through the years I've needed it. But this is the first time that I discovered that God's power to save, to hold us, is greater than our power to hold him. Well, what about this? I remember being very struck. I didn't know what to do at all with my life at that stage. I was doing an undergraduate degree in mathematics. I'd become a Christian, didn't know what to do next. And like many of us at different seasons of our lives, wanted God's guidance. Well, this is what Packer says in this book about guidance. Guidance, like all God's acts of blessing under the covenant of grace, is a sovereign act. Not merely does God will to guide us in the sense of showing us his way that we may tread it, he wills also to guide us in the more fundamental sense of ensuring that whatever happens, whatever mistakes we may make, we shall come safely home. Slippings and strayings there will be, no doubt, but the everlasting arms are beneath us. We shall be caught, rescued, restored. This is God's promise. This is how good he is. When you're worried if the next choice you're going to make, a career, a life partner, where you're going to live, whether you're worried that that's going to be the wrong choice in the sense that you could step out of God's plan, that's a real tonic, because God's plan incorporates all our inadequacy, all our strayings, all our poor choices, and we will be caught, rescued, restored. Well, that encouraged me, I remember, at the time, and it was revelatory, and it took a while to read the book. I would suggest if you are going to get a hold of it, then it's 300 pages. Don't do more than one chapter at a time or your brain will melt. But the lessons I learned there 25 or more years ago formed the framework in many ways for my own growing Christian faith. And I do believe that is a book that can still do that today.